You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
I'm pretty full, guys. I don't know about you.
I
had a rough 20 hours in the shipping container.
I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
What, all the free food has you down?
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
What? Wow.
Physically down.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat more of it on Saturday at Menos, Miami.
No, it's Menos
Mas. Jess.
It's Menos Mas?
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was Menos Miami.
I thought it was Menos Miami, too.
Menos Mas.
We got sent to graphic.
Bajo Menos.
I saw a hashtag that said Maso Menos.
Ah.
Bajo Menos. Name TBD.
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this. Like a dog with a bone on this one.
So what should I expect at my first Mas event?
Alcohol.
An ego boost. It really is. It's such a cool, it's overwhelming because it's just like people that are way too excited to see us. Like you get in front of me and it's like.
Like they know you.
Yeah. It's so cool. Like it makes you feel so good. It's a lot of conversations, a lot of small talk. Have your holster filled with a bunch of little things to, talk to the people about. But it's a great time.
Ooh. Can you give us some previews? What's in the holster?
I've actually already talked to Jess about this. I used to tell people. My go-to used to be, how do you watch the show, TV or podcast? Like, how do you get the show? Like, that would be the thing.
Put that one back in the holster.
Yeah, that yeah,
now
yeah,
that just, one, you can yeah. chuck YouTube in now.
So now, might be a good one. How do you watch YouTube? Do the podcast? Like, that's one I do. What else do I do? I basically just ask them about them, like, how are they doing?
You flip it back on them.
Sometimes I'll hit them with, who's your favorite on the show? I know it's not me. You don't say me.
Do
they say you?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But then they
say that to get that.
Yeah, that's the rhetorical trick.
Fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
But it's a really fun night. You're going to be tired after all of it because it's like a whirlwind. You're not going to stop the whole night.
You told me you do a lot of shaking hands and kissing babies.
That's right.
A lot of babies.
I don't think babies
are allowed.
It's more
of a figurative
thing. No babies.
That's more figuratively. That's more figuratively.
Right.
It's an expression. Uh-huh. An idiom, even.
An idiom.
Huh.
Yeah. I know a couple idioms.
Idiots.
I think Chris just called it a whirlwind. Do people do that?
It's a whirlwind.
Did
I?
Yeah.
That one I know.
A whirlwind?
Yeah. I heard a D in there.
Maybe it's a whirlwind.
I'm not great with words. That one I feel like I knew, though.
Right.
I don't think I did that.
There's a glare in here.
I don't know about that.
I can't see. I can't really see you guys.
It's a glare?
You're in Dan's seat right now.
Yeah, it's weird.
D?
I was just telling the audience.
I can't see, like, the glass. I just see myself. It's like a one-way mirror.
Oh.
Are you guys glass half full or half empty, people?
Half full. Except when it comes to me, then I'm half empty.
No, the glass is in the middle.
Really? Self-hating, Tony?
Not self-hating, more like just self-deprecating, I guess.
Nah, you see some room for improvement. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Billy gets it.
Yeah. I want to get something off my chest.
Might be missing some water.
Oh, your shirt?
No, not today.
Naked Chris?
Maybe Saturday.
Naked Chris?
A live Naked Chris?
Oh, wow.
Well, Jessica was here for the last Naked Chris.
Yeah.
But Lewis hasn't seen a Naked Chris yet.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe Saturday. How do you guys feel about museums?
Love museums.
Boring. Suck.
Witty, I know you love them.
I've not been in far too long. I do have a great time, though.
What are the best museums down here?
The Science Museum is very good.
The Frost.
Flanagan's.
Witty, were you sad when the museum closed?
I was very sad, although I heard it was very navel-gazing.
You never went.
No, I never went.
I've been to the museum.
Yeah. I have not been to the DC museum scene nearly enough. We only went once.
Oh, there's some great museums.
The African American Museum there is.
Museum, Chris, is an actual thing, not like a new museum.
No, I know. I've been there.
Oh, okay. I don't know because we combine words.
I didn't get it. What's
the museum? Did you name the museum?
I did name it.
Yeah.
They came to me. They were like, what do you think? We got some ideas. And I was like, museum.
And you're like, it's a new museum?
Mm-hmm.
You'd actually be a great... kind of consultant for naming things because you can just combine words and be like, hey,
kind of
here
like
it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of all I've got in the holster, though. I feel like I need to expand my naming skills.
How many holsters do you have?
Yeah, I do have a lot of.
You should walk around with a holster on Saturday.
Don't do that.
That might scare people.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't have anything in it but topics. You should actually have printed out on like little sheets of paper, just small talk conversation pieces, and you have a holster. And when someone comes up to you, you take one out of the holster, and that's the conversation that you have.
Wow. Okay. I just realized that on Saturday when I ask somebody how they watch the show, they're going to like look at me like I'm a piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah, because they're going to hear that you'd said that. Yeah.
Whereas before, they would have been like, "Wow, what an interesting thing you're talking to me about." But now they're going to be like, this is just
now they know it's your rotation of like six things.
What if, you know, like now they're so prepared that they, you don't even have to ask the question. They go, "Watch you guys on YouTube."
Yeah.
And then you're off and running.
Yeah. So people should just come up to you and just say, YouTube.
Yeah.
If you are listening to this and you go to Menos Mas and you see Chris Cody, you should just walk up to him and just say YouTube or Spotify or Apple or whatever you listen to the Dan Levitard show on, and then nothing else.
Ooh, maybe
away.
I could do that. How do you listen? Spotify, Apple?
You an Android guy?
Want the answer to that?
Apple guy?
I don't. It's not that interesting.
Why would you ask?
It's because you're
What do you do with that information?
Small talk.
It's called smock, Tony. What are you going to?
Right.
I just, you know what? I feel it out. I see the person. They like, come up to me and I just go, hey,
I feel like people are going to hit you a lot with like, where were you at ESPN? What happened? Were you with the show? Like, that's going to be a big talking point for you.
We should play this game. What do we think people will come up to us to talk to us about? Like, I think for Chris, it's going to be, wow, we listen to the show on YouTube.
Yeah.
We listen to the show on Apple. Mm. For Witty, they're going to be like, Witty, let's talk about some soccer. Yeah. Like, we love soccer. Wow. Like,
I do get a lot of soccer chat.
What do we think people talk to Billy about?
I don't know.
Masked Singer, maybe?
Oh, that's tired.
It's been a while. I've seen people like to play the hits.
They like to, people want to show you that they're like a longtime listener. So they don't want to, if you bring us up something that was only said on the show this week, you're not really proving anything to us.
If you want to prove something to us, bring something up we talked about like nine months ago.
All contraire, because for me, it shows that you're a regular listener. If like, because there's some people that have like a backlog or they skip episodes, but if you're on it, if you're regularly listening, like you bring up, you know, like a one-time only callback.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like if someone, like, hey, combine a word for me, you know, like that's like, you know, like that's your bit, like, you know what I mean? But like they bring up a specific take that you've had.
Like somebody's going to come up to me and be like, oh, you should put your shopping cart back. And be like, oh, you listen this week. You're such a great listener.
Or what if they come up to you and they're like, oh, your dad has such a great baseball card collection.
See?
What if they stop listening, though, in like March?
That's true. Oh, but I would be more impressed with that, though, than someone saying shopping carts. Because I'd be like, this person.
Well,
but
people listening, take note.
You talked about before.
Yeah.
You're with PB.
Yeah. See, because I knew about that before I met you in real life. And I was like, man, this Chris guy must be huge.
Where's PB?
I like to have things out in the open. I like to say things that get people talking.
And I was right.
Yes, you were.
Like what?
Yeah, like the shopping cart thing. It's just
shopping.
I know how to play. I'm playing y'all like an instrument
for sure.
Like a fiddle.
I know what'll get you guys singing.
Let me see where people.
Right.
You know. There's some.
So why did you bring up the museum thing?
Thank you. Let's bring it back. The museum thing. Okay.
Yeah.
When you go
to museums with people, you always end up
big glow up for KG.
You never end up
games.
Right. Yeah.
You never end up.
I see all the time in ECC.
This is basically how Flanagan's went last night, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
We had four mics. We were recording on one audio channel.
Yeah, Flanagan's.
And we were all talking over each other and eating into the mics the exact same time.
I listened back to it, some of it. There's not as much eating into the mic as I would have thought.
Nice.
I think my microphones are pretty good. Kept the level low.
How about AL, Billy?
AL. That's actually good to know.
Yeah.
That'll probably be
AL does a lot of food challenges on the sideline, I've noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you do at museums, Chris?
When you guys go to, there's two kinds of people at a museum. There's somebody that's trailing, and then there's somebody that's antsy. Are you guys antsy, or are you guys the trailers at a museum?
Trailers usually.
I'm the trailer.
Yeah.
I like to
read
everything.
What those are, but can you describe for the audience what a trailer and an antsy person does?
If you're reading every single plaque, every word of every plaque at a museum, you're a trailer. That means everybody else in your party's ahead of you, and they're looking back like, all right, I mean, we get it. You want to learn, but you know, let's keep a nice pace here. And I feel like Witty's a trailer. Jess said she's a trailer. I feel like
I'm on gummies.
What you do is
You're on gummies
now. Not now.
At the museum.
Tasting croquettes after a gummy though would have probably been.
Yeah
it probably would have ended your day right there.
Gummy before.
I like to just read the headlines of the plaque, and if it's a good headline, maybe I'll read the meat.
What kind of museum is this where they just have headlines on plaques and then you?
Yeah, where are the plaques?
Well, like, doesn't every plaque kind of have like a?
If you're at an art museum, the headline is the title.
Which museum are you talking about?
Of the piece.
Honestly, I haven't been to. I don't think I've been to a museum since the Newseum.
Like, what is? Can somebody explain to me what the Newseum is?
What triggered?
Based on news journalism.
Where's that?
Yeah. It's in Washington, D.C.
It was in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Defunct? What happened to it?
Yeah.
Journalism died.
Not a lot of people went.
I didn't realize it.
I think.
Yeah. Chris, you like the size 18 font, right? Once you get to the 12, you're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Just give me the 18.
I can see it from 20 feet.
Yeah. You like the bold underlined part, and then once you get to the regular font, you're like, ah, I got it.
My main take is, the person that reads every single word of every plaque in a museum, enough. That's my take.
I read in a library, not a museum. Yeah.
So you just go for the pictures.
Tony knows.
I read on the John.
No, I want to learn some stuff. My dad is somebody that needs to read every single word that he sees at a museum. It's just like, enough, we get it. You think you're smart.
You can read.
Yeah.
But you want to gather the information that the museum is there to provide.
Right.
Why go into the museum if you're just going to wander around and look at stuff?
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I have something for you. I like going to a museum that has the audio track that I just walk and they tell me
what to do. Yes, an
audio tour. It's like,
over here, we've got the Declaration of Independence. Okay, cool.
I did that for Alcatraz. It was amazing.
I did too.
It was amazing.
I did it twice.
Basically, they basically tell you what's on the plaque so you don't have to read it.
Exactly.
I will say, one of the most tiring things you can do is go to a museum. Yeah. If I'm feeling wide awake, have a ton of energy, had a great night's sleep, I spend 3 hours in a museum, I leave and I am wiped for the day.
Really?
No. That's not exhausting.
You read every word on every plaque.
You read a lot, you learn a lot, and your brain is on overdrive, and then you just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I love museums. Museums are great. We should
have more of them. Being in New York, though, like, you have a lot of good museums in New York. In Miami, you've got like 3 museums.
Really?
And one of them is like the sex museum, which is not great. You don't read that much.
People go to museums here to just check themselves in and put up pictures on Instagram that they're at the science museum.
You haven't seen that one, Jess?
Really?
Isn't there, there's like a Van Gogh one now, right?
It's more like the immersive. That's a traveling thing. They also have that.
And better on mushrooms.
Garlic.
I want to go to that.
Oh, a garlic museum?
I'll go with you, Woody.
No, not garlic.
Oh, I was about to say.
No,
museums should have better names, right?
Something else.
Like what?
That's my type of museum. Welcome to Mystery Creek, by the way.
Hey!
Chris, what did you make yourself laugh about?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
No, he didn't say anything. Billy, call PB.
PB?
Call him.
I don't think we could talk to PB.
Why not?
He doesn't like me.
Peter Burns?
Everybody calls PB.
My guy.
That's my guy.
That's Tony's guy. PB and CD could hang out with TC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can we talk about how?
What are you on about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. How do I explain this?
You guys know.
By explaining it.
Okay. So
they know.
when we were getting towards the end of the ESPN era, there was a couple of weeks where we had a lot of fill-in guest hosts, and one of the fill-in guest hosts that stuck around for a while was Peter Burns.
PB.
And he calls everybody by their initials. And Chris Doering was on, and he's buds with PB. So he calls him CD. And he called Billy BG. And he called Chris Cody CC.
I thought
you were talking about peanut butter the whole time.
Oh, no.
You're talking about CD Lamb.
Does he call you C? No, wait, what's your name? Does he call you AC or TC?
He would call me AC.
Oh.
Call me AC.
I thought you were TC because you guys were bros.
Well, but he calls me TC, though. You call me AC.
Yeah.
It's different.
So we brought this up because
Billy and I were having a conversation.
Well, yeah, we were also shooting an episode of Mystery Crate.
Yeah.
One thing that I would like to talk about on today's Mystery Crate is how Chris Whittingham played an entire game of soccer last night after eating 3 racks of ribs at Flanagan's.
He had 2 ribs. He had 2 ribs. I saw him at 2 ribs.
Yeah.
There was 2 bones
on his plate.
Bollocks. I had like 14.
Jesus Christ.
No.
What do you mean no?
Your rib gloves weren't that dirty.
They weren't.
Rib gloves.
Yeah.
You eat with a knife and fork too, huh?
Yeah, of course. Goes without saying.
I know what you didn't have a bite of, and I called you out on it.
Potato skins?
There was a huge potato skin, not even a bite worth on it.
There was one placed on my plate for me. I didn't want it.
Oh, man.
It was the best one I've ever had.
Really?
Those are really good potato skins. They're actually just a half of a potato.
Yeah.
I
understand the desire to try everything, but I was also kind of rationing. I knew I was going to be eating a lot, and I wasn't going to waste stomach space on a potato skin.
Wow.
I wanted to try the dolphin fingers and the rib rolls and the wings and the ribs. And
were they rocking?
They were rocking.
Oh, they're rocking.
Rockin' Rib Roll earns its title.
Spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah, sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, that's in a mystery crate to come.
Yes.
You shouldn't really give away too much.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for people to listen to that mystery crate because that was the most happy and excited I've ever seen Mike Ryan. And I don't know about you guys.
The whole lot of us. We were all happy.
I mean, we were all happy, but he looked like, who's like the most impressive celebrity you could imagine meeting?
Mickey Mouse.
Well,
met him before.
Yeah, we have met him before.
Yeah, I feel like that maybe is a bad example. But we met a famous person while we were at Flanagan's, and Mike was so excited. I've never seen him.
It was royalty, actually.
Yes.
Who was it?
Oh, we can't tell you.
It's can't tell you. It's in a forthcoming episode of Mystery Crate.
We're teasing an episode of Mystery Crate on Mystery Crate.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
It's one of the owners.
Stay tuned.
You keep out of this.
Hey.
You keep out of this.
I think it was his son.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hey.
I'm going to call
him. But he died, so I guess it is the owner now.
Billy, you're just spoiling everything now.
No, Chris was asking me a question. We could be talking about anything.
Anarchist.
No.
I just wanted to talk about how Whittingham played soccer last night.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Apparently, he didn't eat that much, so I'm not impressed anymore.
Oh, okay.
When did you go to the bathroom?
I ate a lot.
When did you go to the bathroom?
When I got home.
Wow.
You know what? No. I was thinking about it. Like, before, because I got there, we were starting at 7. I got there at, like, 6:57. I was like, I mean, if I got here 10 minutes earlier, I'd be on the John, but... you know, I can't. Okay. I gotta give it a go.
How's this work? Are there predetermined teams? Are there captains? How's this work?
So this is the Inter Miami staff game.
Oh God.
And so
are there many of them? Because you've mentioned like multiple games.
There's a weekly game.
Oh, there's a weekly
game. Game every Wednesday night. We play at a place
Bex
in Miami.
Was there?
Why don't they you guys can't get on the pitch?
He's not there.
Like, they don't let you guys play. I know, play,
but nobody here listening was there.
Okay, but he never goes.
I know, but I'm having this private conversation so they know that we've talked about whether Bex is there or not, because people wonder, hey, was Bex there?
No, okay. Bex unfortunately was not there.
No.
Okay. Do you have good bowel control?
Me?
Yeah.
So...
Oh, good God.
Personal question, I think.
No, you know what? I don't
we're
care.
We're family here.
So my feeling...
We're not at Flanagan's anymore.
I can shit whenever I want.
Yeah.
I can shit whenever I want.
No,
you want me to shit right now? I'll shit right now.
I mean, can he hold... Because he was saying he went to the game.
We just typed into the chat from video computer, my colon control is insane.
Wow.
I'm with Lewis on this one.
Hey! Yeah, so...
Who the hell is Lewis?
Well, I gotta find it. Did I delete
deep
it?
Deep cut.
Damn it. So
get it back. We'll fill. We'll fill.
No, okay,
you gotta get it back.
But I have to talk about my colon control first.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So,
you have to.
Do
yeah.
we have to?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of have these moments where it feels like it's urgent, but then I wait long enough and it's fine, and then I take care of it later. It's very rarely a pressing matter to the point where I feel like it's going to be an explosive issue if I don't handle it straight away.
So shit never really hits the fan.
No. I also have never understood the concept of being regular. I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
I just shit when I have to.
Regular means like
that means you're regular.
Regular means you have a time of day, like every day.
So I am irregular.
All cleaned out.
I am irregular, but I don't think that makes me a bad shitter. I just think it's just like
no.
You know, whenever I have
hate
to.
This conversation.
I'm a get home from work and shit kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
That's my best shitting time.
I'm a morning guy.
Morning.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask about that morning, night.
Yeah, Billy, wake up in the morning. Feel it. Man. Go on with my
maybe
day.
If I went out like drinking, like, then I'll do it in the morning. But if I'm being, if it's just a normal day.
Well, wait, hold on. So, wait, whoa.
Yes.
So just once a day then?
Jess, are you with Lewis on this one?
No, wait, Cody, when you have a day off, what do you do?
I'm with Lewis
on this. You wait until the next day of work.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
You only go once a day, Chris?
I think so.
What?
Not even every day. I don't
multiple
think I,
times
I don't go
a day.
Day.
Billy, you go
not
multiple times a
every day?
Day?
I don't go every day.
Who, me?
Yeah. How much do you eat?
Oh, man, yeah. Like, I could...
Really?
In and out. Boom, boom.
You're
yeah.
too regular.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's almost irregular.
Yeah, it seems like it's irregular.
I did not see us getting to this point.
Well, it was a leading question to a follow-up question. We've gotten great. Derailed a bit. But he was saying how he didn't go because he couldn't control it. So I was wondering if he has good bowel control. He has told us that he does. And then this is another personal area that we can maybe move away from. And you don't have to answer. We can just edit it out. But like, do you like if you go on a date, do you ever go to the bathroom on a date? Or you're like, for sure, like, nah, I'm going to wait until later.
I have never, while on a date, had the urge to go take a shit.
Yeah. Hmm.
I didn't even mean number two. It could be number one.
Oh no! Oh, yeah,
number one's regular though.
Number one? Yeah, I've gone number one during a date.
What? It's just a regular thing.
What do you say?
That's normal. You're good.
Okay. Yeah, that's totally normal.
Well,
I like Cody having to be like, nope, you're good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, Cody is actually my normal barometer. Believe it or not.
Oh, that's important.
That's
I don't know
game.
If that's...
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Thank you.
What else has he told you is normal? Because I feel like we might need to myth bust here.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah.
Oh, man. I miss Mythbusters.
I always
love that show.
I always feel my answer is the
three
wrong
seasons
one.
Of it. Yeah, I love that show.
My answer, I always feel inside that it's the wrong one.
To what?
just any question. Like if you said, like, have you ever gone to the bathroom during a date? If I said no, I feel like that's the wrong answer. Hmm. Just like by.
So then you wait to see what Cody says.
Yes. And if Cody says I'm good, I feel really good about that.
I would try to shit on every date.
Okay, you live vicariously through Chris.
And then be honest about it. Women love honesty.
Really?
Do they love shit though?
I don't think it's a, I don't think if you walk out of a, if you're in the middle of a date and she's liking it, she's having fun and you sit down and you're like, I just took a shit.
Yeah, I don't know about
I
that
think
one.
That you're not, she's not just going to be like, oh, I can never talk to you again.
You
she's
going
like,
to be like, just,
she's
going to
be like, you are
it
open.
It is amazing to me that most of you are married.
Wait, think, hold on just a tick. Let's rewind for a moment.
It's amazing I'm married?
You're on a date. You've disappeared for, let's just say,
20 minutes.
Let's just say 50 to 20 minutes.
Come on, ladies.
You just disappear and you come back and you sit down and you say, I just took a shit.
I think that's more normal than disappearing for 20 minutes and then coming back and being like, oh, I had a phone call.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. If we found out Skipper can listen to this whole conversation through the
internet. He can hear this.
Oh.
I think shuts up the group faster.
Did that ever happen, Chris?
No. I just told Woody to shit during a date because it'd be funny. And everyone's like, Chris, what? Chris, you shit during date? Like, yeah, come on, guys.
Well, now you can shit during dates. You're good now.
Yeah, you can do it now.
Well, you shouldn't be going on dates, probably.
That's true.
Outside of your marriage.
I mean, having
having a date night's pretty good for
marriage. You need a date night.
Yeah.
Mm.
At least once a month.
What's some other marriage advice from you guys?
Hmm.
Ooh.
That's why I missed Flanagan's. I was on a date night.
That's right. Attaboy.
Oh.
Where'd you go?
A restaurant at Hard Rock.
Ooh.
Oh.
Council Oaks.
Take a shit.
Kuro?
Kuro,
yeah. Kuro, baby.
I like it.
Number one, number two, what'd you do?
That place that's off to the side of the casino where you go grab like some dumplings while you're playing blackjack?
Ooh, I have an idea. You go to dinner at the Hard Rock, you say, I gotta go shit, and then you go play craps for like 15 minutes.
That's a great idea to get divorced.
She gets it. She gets it.
She does get it.
Just walk in and say, craps.
Yeah.
You don't know either way, right? You're stuck in the middle.
This has been our most disgusting episode of Mystery Crew yet, and it's not even the one where Flanagan.
It's early.
It is early. It's really early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that early. I think you guys are underestimating how long we've spent on this topic.
Plenty of terrain to cover still.
I'm still waiting for PB to text back.
Peanut
Did
butter?
You text him? What'd you say?
Said, hey, can you join Mystery Crate? Question mark.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he still work at ESPN?
Yeah, he does. SEC Network?
What are they going to do?
He's
fire
an SEC Network kind of guy. He's a SEC guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did we find out how many people listened to our Halloween candy draft episode? Because I feel like that was a big hit last weekend.
Chris Cody's on the case here.
It's doing, you know, a little spike in, it's nothing like crazy bigger than normal, but
You're supposed to lie.
It's the most downloaded episode we've ever had.
Okay, now you're talking.
Okay,
it's bigger than the big show.
Why would you be honest?
Wow.
I was thinking about it the other day, by the way.
Were you?
Did we put out the results of the draft too soon? Kind of nullifying the reason for people needing to listen because they could just see the results.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's a...
I don't think so. Yeah, I think more people saw the graphic on Twitter and then probably were like, what's all this about? And then listened to it. I don't think you can have too much engagement on something.
I like that.
And we got a lot of engagement. It was good.
I was hard done. I was hard done by a graphic because I took
that graphic was very lacking.
I took candy corn because it was the last round of the draft. Because I wanted to stick out. I don't think that candy corn is actually a fourth round pick.
You picked Tootsie Roll as your first round pick.
That was a bad
pick. The second pick overall.
In Witty's defense,
the
graphic, and I don't want to take shots at anyone, but the graphic. Not representative of what was going on.
What
it was
happened?
Not the proper order.
How?
It was not.
It was out of order.
This was a draft. It was very confusing. It was to look to Juju's credit, who I don't know where he is today, but to Juju's credit, he did an incredible job drafting in the seventh spot or the sixth spot, whatever spot he was. He did not have anywhere near a top pick, and he put together an incredible, impeccable draft. And people don't even know. What's that?
Reese's Pieces went number
one. That was, of all the picks, that was not, like,
that was
Tootsie Roll
pick.
Went two.
That was I didn't realize how bad Woody was when we were in it. I didn't.
Ken O'Brien.
You're being swayed by the internet.
No.
Taking all these men, hundreds of mentions came in. You're seeing over the Witty is terrible. Witty's an idiot. Witty's a murderer.
Yeah.
Witty's a sociopath.
Yeah.
Witty has terrible judgment.
Yeah.
Which hurt the most?
Is it the murderer?
We all had terrible picks though. Tony took Nerd Rope.
That's not a bad
thing.
Have you ever had a nerd rope before?
It's terrible.
That's a gross
I didn't have a terrible thing.
Have you ever had a nerd rope?
I regretted taking Milk Duds because I should have taken Mike and Ike's or like Three Musketeers.
Everybody hurts.
You had good. What was your last pick?
Toblerone. Which was more of an aspirational pick.
Yeah, that was appalling.
That was
and to the people that wrote in saying Toblerone, great pick, get over yourself, please.
I know. I have never received Toblerone trick or treating before.
Wow.
But if I did. It would be really good. And probably
does everybody want to do one makeup pick?
I'm down for that. Yeah. I did not like my second pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up the graphic for a second.
Yeah, I already know what my pick is.
The other thing that happened with the graphic, so I sent the list of all of our draft picks to the person who made the graphic, and I might have misspelled the word Reese's. And then
nobody on the internet noticed.
And so it was misspelled and it was 100% my fault. And I will take all of the blame for it. But then I felt bad because I should have just been like, hey, this is spelled wrong. But
I didn't see, anyone mention that on the internet.
Oh, well, that's great. Mm. That's actually really nice then.
Yeah. You're also overemphasizing the E's and Reese's.
Reese's.
How about I say it how I want to say it?
Reese's Pieces.
Like the man's name is Reese, right?
All right, I have it here.
Yeah, Reese's.
No,
Reese's.
Okay, who wants like Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Reese Davis.
Spelled R-E-C-E.
You're right, Reese.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got everybody's Halloween candy draft here. Who wants to go first?
Here we go. All right, I'll go first.
I think we need to do a draft order for this. We need the randomizer.
We need the randomizer? Why don't we just go in the original order?
All right, here, I'll randomize Billy.
Then you wouldn't be first anyways, Roy.
I know.
But also, Juju's not here.
Yeah, Juju's not here, which is unfortunate.
I'll draft for Juju.
This team is not perfect.
You don't know.
Mr. Goodbar is shit.
Yeah, Mr. Goodbar's
Mr. Goodbar sucks.
Wow.
It does.
Jesus.
I regret my Tootsie Pop pick. I just wanted to make the joke about how many licks.
Right.
I mean, you got it off.
Baby.
You got it off.
Didn't even hit. It was like a missing joke.
No one picked Hershey's Kisses either.
Right. Don't give it away.
We should all say a pick now that we were jealous when somebody else, like Jess, took the cookies and cream.
That's gonna be my regret pick.
That I was like, damn, I should.
I should have taken that number two overall. I would have, and it'd be a totally defensible decision.
Right,
you didn't.
You know what I realize? I can't eat too much of it though. The cookies and cream.
Yeah,
it's really rich,
but it's just something you need in the arsenal.
It's rich.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Billy.
I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
You're going to explain that one to me, there.
No, you know.
You got it, right?
Oh, I probably do. I probably do. Okay.
Yeah. We're good.
After a while, it's just... Ugh.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's going first in our redraft?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So we're getting a comp pick.
Yeah.
What's a
swap? It's a swap pick.
Why don't you see...
Oh, that's a good idea.
A swap pick.
So I could swap out Milk Duds for something.
Correct.
Ooh, we get to steal.
That's a steal pick. This is a swap pick.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get to pick the lowest ranked one or the one that you like the least. You swap it out for another pick that you would have had on your big board.
Mm-hmm.
The steal pick is different, Billy. If you want to do a steal pick, we can do a steal pick.
I can't believe that Skip's going to dress like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a miracle.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. First in the redraft.
Oh.
Hold on 1 second.
I got the fanfare.
First up, Roy.
Rolos.
Okay, what? But what are you taking out? What are you taking out?
I'm taking out the Heath. I'm taking out the Heath selection. That was the fourth round pick from
Heath Bar. Shocking. Okay. Heath Bar, shocking.
But you got to keep in mind, that Heath Bar has chocolate in it. So it's partial chocolate and toffee there. So that would have been my chocolate
Heath
pick.
So Heath Bar is now back in play?
I've never had a
Heath Bar. They're back in play now.
Yeah?
Yeah. So Rolos has replaced Heath on my list.
All right. Second, Chris Cody.
All right. I'm going to take out my Tootsie Pop. Second pick.
Wow. Yikes. That's a high
pick. What?
Gonna take it out.
Wow.
I'm gonna switch it with. Oh man, there's so many good options.
A lot of Leia candy.
You have to keep in mind what you already have in your candy draft, so you don't want like double.
And what other people already have too.
Don't help them. Don't help them.
Two options: chocolate or not chocolate.
Don't help them.
I heard Junior Mints are still available.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 100. I'm gonna go 100 grand.
That's a good pick.
I'm gonna go 100 grand.
Patty's still out there.
100 grand off the board.
No fanfare for Chris Cody.
No, he already did it.
Witty.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
You didn't do it for me.
Jesus Christ. No, he did it for you too, Roy.
He did it for you.
We're going to bookend with fanfare. I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you rather have...
You owe me one.
Would you rather
have... I stopped listening, Chris. What did you retake?
100 grand.
Oh, wow.
100 grand? Okay.
Chris, would you guys rather get 100 grand right now or free candy for the rest of your life?
100 grand.
100 grand.
What the hell kind of question is that?
But hang on.
Do I have to pay taxes?
And I would take the 500,000 instead of the day.
You guys are playing this game wrong.
Hang on. If
unlimited
I don't,
candy.
If I don't take the free
You're
candy,
be a candy salesman?
I could sell it. Boom. You guys are playing this game wrong.
So are you.
If I don't take the unlimited candy, does that mean that I don't get to eat any candy?
No, that's not part of this. Whatever.
No, you would just have to pay for all your candy for the rest of your life. No.
How are you worse at hypothetical games than me? Like, I'm the worst person to play them with because I'll ask 1,000 questions to the point that Dominique stopped playing the games with me when we would do them.
I like asking follow-ups.
I do too.
You were very impatient with me, Billy, during the draft.
Unpatient?
I was trying to lay down the ground rules, and you were like, "Can we just get on with it?" And I thought they were totally reasonable questions.
Keep things moving along.
Who's next? Trying to do an auction, like we're playing Monopoly or something.
Yeah, we never did that.
Mortgage is my candy. Yeah.
All right, third, I'm up.
You got a lot of things to choose from, Winnie.
Gotta check on this randomizer.
All right, so I don't feel bad about taking Tootsie Rolls number two because I will defend that decision. However,
second overall, not even in the second.
I don't mind it. But I'm going to replace it because I really want to have Hershey's Cookies and Cream on my team.
No, you can't. She already has it.
She has it.
You can't.
She hasn't dropped it.
Oh, so these have to be from candies that are off the board?
Yep.
Yes.
That's right.
I thought we were redoing.
No.
You want me to do the fanfare? No.
Can't rewrite.
You got to pick something that's off the board and replace something that's on the board.
I don't want anything else.
No,
my God.
You cannot be happy with
you. You are the worst.
Okay, fine. I'll take.
This makeup was just to bail you out.
Seriously.
This is.
I felt totally fine about my team. Like, I don't mind getting yelled at by people and thinking that, like, it's unpopular. It's my team. It's what I want to do with it.
It's a character flaw. That's what it is.
All right. Sour Skittles in for candy corn.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
All right. That's a better pick. That's a good job.
I think Sour Skittles were.
Sour Skittles is. Nobody has that.
No, they weren't. I circled taking them, but they were never taken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So what are you replacing Sour Skittles with?
Well, I'm replacing candy corn.
Candy corn.
That's a good decision.
Okay.
I like
that's an upgrade.
That was a troll pick. You guys correctly called me out for that.
Yes.
All right. Number four in the redraft. Jessica.
Woo!
Wow.
There's like three things tied for fifth right now. But did anyone pick a Reese's Fast Break?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn.
I did.
Did he?
Okay.
Fourth round.
How many Reese's products were taken?
Chris took two.
Yeah. And then the cup and then the egg was taken.
Right.
What about the Reese's cup?
They took the pumpkins. Yeah.
Eggs are still out there.
Reese's got a lot of free pub from us.
Yeah.
Wow, Reese's are delicious.
They should send some stuff.
They deserve it. Yeah. Hershey's.
Ooh. I don't think you can ask stuff for over.
Oh, no. Well, I just Googled Reese's variations, and there's 63 different types of Reese's candy products.
Oh, wow.
They're all ranked in this Thrillist article. So I'm going to scroll down and see what the highest ranked ones are.
And there's one
What I'm going to pick? This is what I am the most mad about I didn't pick.
Oh.
Peanut butter M&Ms.
Okay.
But miniature eggs is number one on this ranking.
Mm. Peanut butter M&Ms were taken.
Peanut M&Ms were taken.
Peanut butter M&Ms was not.
I'll take all the Reese's products.
Every last one of them?
Hershey's bar with Reese's pieces. I would take that, but I'm good. I'm done.
Reese's pieces. God
damn it. Did someone draft a Hershey's bar?
I got cookies and cream Hershey's.
Just a straight up Hershey's bar?
Yeah, somebody has it.
How about the one with almonds?
I don't think so.
I'm not so certain.
No?
Who would do that?
Vastly overrated.
Yeah, that's a horrible.
Terrible.
No, Mike Golick Sr. said that that's his favorite candy is just a plain Hershey's bar.
Yeah,
that
but he's an old man.
What's wrong with that?
There's.
Roy, you want it? Everything. You can have it, Witty.
Roy just said that's an old man, though.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta excuse him.
Pod kettle.
Oh, I mean, that is true. That is true. I can't argue that.
Things are getting saucy here.
I'm the oldest one in this room.
All right. Number five, Juju.
All right, Lewis.
Juju?
Is Lewis in there?
Yeah, he's in there. Yes, Mike is on. And he's getting.
That's fucked up.
Okay, there you go.
I don't know if Juju's going to like somebody else drafting from his.
I would take out fruit by the foot. Where? It's not a candy.
Oh, wow.
Big so no
snack.
Fruit.
What do you mean? Fruit
snack.
Gushers is a candy. But
he stole
you know what? Give him Milky Way.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Huh. I gotta tell you.
You're straight up sabotaging him. That's like, you should have just thrown a Three Musketeers.
That's a great job from Lewis.
Yeah, good job by Lewis.
The Milky Way is like the popular candy that's not actually good.
The Milky Way Midnight, right? With the dark chocolate?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Okay.
Regular Milky Way?
I love dark chocolate.
Popular crappy candy.
I'm with Lewis on this.
Any excuse to play that.
All right. Number six, Tony.
Do you really? What the fuck? Why am I always last?
Hey, don't worry about that, okay?
Mark
it. You stay on your own team.
Random.org. Random.org.
That's right.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even know who I want to take out or who I want to replace.
It's not your turn.
I was going to ask for more time anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you got enough time. It's not your turn.
You better start thinking.
Hurry up.
I need to.
I really like Nerd's Rope, but Billy chose that for me. And it wasn't even my pick.
He presented you with two choices, and you chose a number.
You chose the second one, and that's what Nerd's Rope.
Go with the first one, then.
Yeah, I'm going to take out Nerd's Rope, because Gushers is a candy. I'm going to take out Nerd's Rope.
No, it's not. That's ridiculous.
It is. I'm going to take
99% sugar. It's candy.
Thank you.
What is that? What else would it be?
Thank you. I'm going to take out Nerd's Rope.
Hold on. This is a Halloween candy draft.
I've gotten Gushers in my Halloween basket before.
So have I.
No chance. A load of nonsense.
I have.
Right. Okay.
I've gotten a toothbrush before.
Like, you could have drafted.
You know
a toothbrush.
What? I should have done that. I should have done that for the gag.
You got an apple before.
Ooh, I know what I'm gonna draft.
All right, it's not your turn.
Raisins.
All right, yeah, raisins.
Nerd's Rope is being sent back to college, and I'm gonna pick gummy worms.
Wow.
Regular gummy worms, not sour ones. Just the old.
Was Haribo taken?
Haribo.
Is it Haribo or Haribo?
It's Haribo.
There's some in there. Check, take a look. No, but I'm taking like CVS brand gummy worms.
Nobody wants gummy bears.
Yeah, they're the best kind.
CVS
brand
sour
gummy bears.
Sour gummies or regular?
Original, just regular gummies.
I find them to be a more difficult chew, the worm, than the bear.
I love the worm.
No, you have that gummy bear out there for a long time, it tends to get stale and get stuck in teeth, so that's difficult chew.
Oh, when you put it on ice cream? It's like chewing rocks.
Yeah.
Delicious rocks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I like?
Billy, are you self-conscious about ordering gummy bears on your ice cream in public?
No, because I usually do like froyo, right? Where it's like you serve yourself.
And you kind of bury it in there. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hold on a second.
You just put it on
the
scale,
around and get everybody's froyo order, because this is what I do in case you were wondering.
I don't like froyo.
I don't like froyo.
What?
Shut up. I don't like you.
I mean, I've gotten it. Doesn't mean I like it. Yeah, I like ice cream better.
Some good ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
I'll do two flavors usually. I'll either do like a chocolate and like a pineapple, or like a chocolate and like a tart.
Like a Dole Whip situation.
Hold on. You start with that. That's the base, right?
Yeah, so you're spending $75 because they weigh by the pound. So you're just going to put a bunch of stuff on?
No, I only do half of what I would put. Half one flavor, half another flavor.
So what, you go to Haagen-Dazs and pay $3?
Yeah.
No, froyo.
No, I'm saying because like this ice cream row back there,
that's right,
having a pop at us, and like Haagen-Dazs is really, is really expensive.
Quit popping at us.
I do love Ben and Jerry's too.
BJ's. Yeah. So I go over, I get a half
Jerry
and half
Garcia,
situation,
and
then I'll throw in some cookie
half-baked,
dough,
half baked, half baked fish food.
Maybe sometimes then I do the gummy bears, and then I'll get like the melted chocolate. Like that I put on top, like the fudge. And then I'll either do one of two things. I'll either go with it, I'll get a little bit of each thing on my spoon so that I get all the taste on my palate, or I act like a child and I just mix it all together with the spoon.
A little soup.
The plastic spoon.
The gummy bears and the Froyo thing's hard because then you have to chew the cold gummy bear.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And they're like, it's fun.
It's really hard.
I rarely go bears unless the cookie goes out. No, I do cookie dough.
I love cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of cookie dough.
Can
what do you think of the warning? Do you just laugh at the warning? This is not to eat it.
Oh,
I think that's to. That's
the eggs.
I don't condone anyone doing anything that might be dangerous. However,
eating cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Mm. Yeah.
How about when you see the cookie dough is edible on the cookie like sheet, and you're like edible dough, and you're like, huh, maybe have a couple one of these, not cook them, just eat them.
Mm. All right. So your base is basically a Dole Whip, right? Pineapple and maybe a vanilla or something else?
No, never vanilla. Always chocolate and then either like a pineapple or something tart. Sometimes it just says like tart and just I'm like, that's it. There,
yeah. So yeah, it's not even like, a flavor. It's just tart.
Yeah. I don't know what to, I don't know how else to describe
no flavor. Just
one of I know the, exactly. It's the original flavor.
Yeah.
It's, yes.
Just the original.
The original tart plain flavor.
One of the Froyo places had Bomb Pop Froyo for a while, and that was absolutely exquisite.
That's great.
What is incredible.
What is Bomb Pop?
You know Bomb Pop, the red, white, and blue popsicles?
Yes. The one that looks like a little
rocket pop.
Rocket
pop or Bomb Pop, whichever. They're now called Bomb Pops.
Big Your Poison.
I don't think I've ever had one.
You've never had one of those?
What?
That is... What?
I mean, is he really missing that much?
No.
I mean, I know we all know that popsicle.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Like, it's not anything... Is it life-changing, that
popsicle?
It
wasn't really
life-changing, but it's really good.
It's just a popsicle.
Excellent.
I mean, is any ice cream life-changing?
It's Americana. No,
there are some ice creams that are life-changing. There are some.
I had Rocky Road last night after Flanagan's. Oh, my God. It was so good.
How did you have room after Flanagan's?
I don't know, but I...
And you had the bonsai brownie too.
Forced it in.
Bonsai brownie was.
How was that? I didn't have any of that. Spoiler
so
alert! If you're listening and wondering, did Billy try the dessert?
The entire brownie structure as though it's like scaffolding.
Uh huh.
It's really ingenious.
It really is.
And then there's Oreos and hot fudge and whipped cream.
Keep anything going. That like any of those desserts that includes ice cream, there's not nearly enough ice cream. You want an ice cream. You want a bit of ice cream per bite. And there's some bites that don't have enough ice cream.
This was like a third.
This was a lot of ice cream.
It was like at least two big scoops of ice cream.
Mm.
I still take ice cream over Froyo.
I'm not a big chocolate ice cream guy.
What is the absolute Roy?
Really?
I agree, Roy.
I like chocolate ice cream.
Yeah. I like vanilla more than chocolate.
Oh, I don't like chocolate products in my ice cream either. So what? Yeah, yesterday in the planning, I didn't really eat that much of it.
Anything with Oreos, I'm a sucker for.
Cookies and cream.
Oreos are amazing.
Cookies and cream.
What is the absolute best thing you can buy in the freezer aisle of a grocery store?
Frozen cherry pie
pizza.
There's pizza. Like these little hand pies you can get at the grocery store that are frozen.
Does meat count?
And you just heat them up.
No.
The best.
No, Billy.
I've really been enjoying recently Baskin Robbins rainbow sherbet.
Oh, I used to eat that every day when I was little.
It has to be some ice cream, right?
Baskin Robbins sucks.
It has to be some ice cream.
I'm just going
to
say that. I'm going to drop that little nugget in there.
For you guys. That's a terrible thing.
Sorry.
No, he's right.
Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins.
Not great.
Publix has a tropical sherbet.
Garbage. What's worse than
orange, pineapple, and lime?
Do you ever make punch out of it? You put like Sprite in it?
Haagen-Dazs dulce de leche? Dulce de leche is quality.
That
is quality stuff. The Haagen-Dazs, what's it called? The one I talk about.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Caramel cone.
You know,
Tony,
you
are so bad at this.
What's it called?
All the time you're like, yeah, you know, the thing.
My guy.
Come on. Like, Billy usually gets it.
I knew what you're talking
about. Billy usually gets it. The thing is, I didn't have Billy. I went to Chris, and Chris didn't know.
The whatchamacallit.
I was very disappointed when I texted you today and you didn't know about that walk on water thing.
Maybe it's stuck in the subconscious of my mind.
It's not even like an inside joke. It's like a side conversation.
Billy and Tony are just doing their own show.
Viewers have to listen to.
Right.
We don't have viewers. We have listeners.
Our audience.
We talked to Skip about that today.
Yeah. Okay.
What did he say?
He didn't seem in favor of us doing our own thing on the side when and what we were talking about.
No. Right.
Number seven,
he
Billy.
He did like me talking about Sweeney Todd, though.
That's true. He's a fan of Sweeney Todd.
So you like the Johnny Depp movie? You like that one?
I just watched it last week for Halloween.
Number seven, Billy.
All right.
You have enough time.
Thank you for good, Tony.
We should end the episode right before he picks.
You're not going to like my pick. Here's
probably
not. Fruit by the Foot was something that I threw out there and Juju stole from me. So it'd be very easy for me to take Fruit by the Foot and replace my fruit roll-ups with Fruit by the Foot. But I'm going to replace it with something that my wife's little cousin actually got for Halloween that you guys are going to argue with me and tell me it is not
What's
a candy.
What's her name?
Of the kid?
Little cousin, yeah.
Brian.
Brian, yeah.
Is this Bimini's son?
Oh,
Bimini's son.
There's a throwback.
Wow, that is a throwback. What is?
There was a story a few months ago. See, if someone came up to Billy and started talking about Bimini, then they're a real fan.
Yes. And that's a deep cut, too.
That is a
because
deep
like
cut.
Only one person other than you understands that it's me and Billy.
Right.
No, this wasn't
I'm
an
not
episode.
Sure that I even
when Jess, you know. I love how when Jess is in on the joke, she's cool with it.
Yeah. Right.
This
yeah.
Is a, Billy, no, there's five chat, people Billy. Listening to this.
The Bimini group chat.
There's five
oh,
people.
Man.
It was on Mother's Day, and you were responding
oh.
to someone.
No. Oh, I have an update on that.
Yes.
I have an update on that.
Yes.
So I actually went to Bimini's grandson's baptism
wow.
the other day. Or I guess step grandson. I don't know. But I was there. I was minding my P's and Q's. And this person was there. And I actually didn't really interact with this person. But after I left, my cousin, who was participating in the group texting with the person, sent me a picture with Bimini.
Wow.
And I was told that Bimini put on a jacket just for the picture because Bimini said, you never know where this might end up.
Smart man.
Mm-hmm.
As in so like on the internet?
Yeah.
I don't know what Bimini meant by that, but I didn't talk to Bimini.
I got it though.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone know besides the three of us what's going on? It doesn't matter. Anyway, no. So listen. Here's my replacement pick.
Okay.
I'm going to take out fruit by the foot or fruit roll-ups, mm-hmm. and I'm going to replace it with, and again, you guys are going to fight me on this, cotton candy.
Wow.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a Halloween. Yeah.
What color?
Candy.
I've never seen Halloween.
You know classic pink and blue. My wife's little cousin got
Brian.
A little bucket. Yeah, thank you, Tony. A little bucket of the prepackaged, individually packaged cotton candy. I'm going to put that in there.
Okay.
I like it. I like it because you have recent evidence
of it. Well,
then
never mind.
Thank you for listening to Mystery Creek. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Next week, a trip to Flanagan's.
Yeah!
Yeah.
We hope.
Cotton candy is like my least favorite thing in the
why,
entire world.
Why is
you
that? Why
prick.
Is that?
God damn
I mean,
it.
You
just don't like it.
Your Q score was very poor on the picking of the candy, so I said, you know what?
Care about being popular too much.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah.